You know that thing you've always been too scared to go for? It seems like you'll never have the guts. Then a cancer diagnosis, and doing that thing becomes way less scary. I would know. I've always wanted a black belt. And today, the only thing standing in my way is a few wooden boards. It's been a lot of hard work and 5 years since I beat cancer at Ohio Health. Bring it on. You keep making plans.
Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day guys, welcome back to another installment of the Pelican Scoop. It is I, Lyle Swithenbank, your host, and this is a hoop-ball.com presentation. As always, guys, first game of the home stand, the Pels have won. The Pels have defeated the Wizards, the undermanned Wizards, the injured Wizards, the COVID Wizards. We defeated them, and it was glorious. There was a lot to unpack in this, and we'll get into that later on in the show, how the game went. Obviously, it was ups and downs as per the normal Pelicans games. But yeah, it was good to have some Pels basketball, and I'm sure the people in New Orleans were enjoying that as well, getting to go and watch the games live. I know there was a number of tickets that people could go and watch, and it was good to see a few people down there and enjoying the game. Huge game from both of our stars, Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson, and we'll get to that later on in the show as well. But there's just a lot to love. It's just good to win. It's one of those things where you sit there going, how much more fun are the Pelicans when we win games? And whether it was against an undermanned Wizards side, well, you take them where you can get them. You've got to bank these wins. And no doubt at times we tried our best to lose it, but you know, in the end, we pulled out the 124-106 victory against the Wizards, and it was good. Now, we'll jump into the game. We came out absolutely flying. Honestly, it was like the guys had had a couple of days off, the San Antonio game being postponed. So they had a couple of extra days just to chill out. They must have had a very good practice, allegedly a good defensive practice, Stan Van Gundy was saying yesterday or before the game. And, you know, that carried into the game, especially in the first half. We absolutely towed them up and made them look a bit silly, especially in the first quarter. We jumped out to a 35-18 lead, and it really was that Zion went off. He had about 11 in the first quarter, and the ball movement was good. And one thing we could really pin down was early offense. By pushing the ball up the court after a made bucket or a missed shot and getting into your half-court set, all of a sudden, you're playing on the shot with the shot clock of 19 before you're actually starting your offensive set. So if you stuff up the first play, you're not going to have to force a shot. You can just reset and run another one. And that was a big difference, I think, was pushing the ball up the court. And I think in the first half especially, Lonzo Ball was absolutely critical in this, because he'd get the ball, and whether it was a turnover or a interception, he had a good steal midway through the first quarter. He pushed the ball up and got into that offensive set. And by moving the ball around, we got some open threes. You know, Bledsoe knocked a couple down. Brandon Ingram was knocking them down. And it really was something to pat them on the back. You know, you're impressed with that. And to take that mentality that, all right, well, if we use less the shot clock walking the ball up, we can use it more when we're trying to score. And it gives Zion, it gives B.I., it gives all the scorers a whole heap of time to get into their rhythm You're not rushing. You're not having to take contested shots. I think it was about the 6 minute mark of the first quarter before we took one that was within the last 3 seconds of the shot clock. Took a shot, I mean. And that was because of a broken play. And we nearly made it. So, again, good effort, guys. Good effort. This is a happy podcast. It's not a sad one. We're celebrating the victory. So, the first half, of course, very good. 35-18 in the first quarter. Second quarter, it was 29-27. They went on a little bit of a run and started getting going. Bradley Beal wasn't being guarded by Lonzo in the second quarter as much. And Nikhil started getting exploited a little bit. And Brad Beal started getting a bit comfortable. And that's where the troubles began. So, the first half was impressive. It was a Zion show. Brandon Ingram was okay, but not dominant. And everyone was just sort of going through the rhythm. It was one of those moments that we've seen time and time again where they jump out to a fast lead and we sit there and we're going, now, when does the other team make a run? Because it's going to come. And are we going to be able to weather the storm? Because we've seen these massive, we're up 26 points at one point today again. And we've done it throughout the last few games, that we get up by a substantial margin and we don't put the hatchet in. We let them claw back, and that's something that we pulled out today, luckily. So, head into the half, and they jump us. They come out on a massive run, drag it right back, 35-30 in the quarter, and all of a sudden they've got a game in their hands. They get a smell. Bradley Beal was phenomenal in the second half. He went off with a minute to go of the last quarter. He played the whole third quarter and 99% of the fourth quarter. It was a Herculean effort, word of the day. He was really good. He was phenomenal. And he's the sort of guy that you could throw a couple of first round draft picks over to the Wizards to go and pick up. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. It was, honestly, a really good effort. And, for them to drag the game in, especially when you're undermanned. You know, you've got no Thomas Bryant, he's injured. Westbrook doesn't play on the second night of a back-to-back. These guys were coming off a contested game yesterday, or the game before, day before, back-to-back. Brad Beal had already played 37 minutes in that game, and then came out and played 40-plus again tonight. So, just, yeah, it's a testament to the character and I suppose the coaching staff to get these guys healthy enough and happy enough to play this and to keep competing. You know, they've been getting absolutely spanked all year. They had 6 games off with the COVID protocols and you could see the hunger. They wanted to win this and they got a sniff. In the last quarter, Bradley Beal just absolutely turned it on. He was next level, dragged right back to a 6-point margin, and we're all sitting there going, what is going to happen here? This is it. We're going to blow it again. And luckily, we didn't. We just turned it on. Brandon Ingram was unguardable. He went off his absolute nut. He had 21 points in the second half. It was 8 of 8 shooting, including 5 threes. He was unbelievable, honestly. For a guy that his second halves have obviously been a bit of a criticism this year, he seems to come out quickly and then drop off. He was huge in the second half, getting himself right up over that 30-plus mark. He dropped 32 on the night, along with 6 rebounds and 8 assists. His partner in crime, Mr. Williamson, 32 points, couple of rebounds, 2 assists, a couple of steals, and a block. And he was huge as well. So both of these guys absolutely carried us. You know, you're getting 64 points from your 2 best players. Well, let's just make up the rest now. We're getting, what do we get? 18 from Bledsoe. We got 9 from Lonzo. He only played in the first half. He only played 15 minutes because he tweaked his ankle. Nikhil had 8. Hart, 6. Hayes, 8. And Redick had 5, and he hit a very big 3 in transition, which was good to see. It was good to see his shot falling, and hopefully that carries on. But Oh, and Stephen Adams had 6 points. With 18 rebounds, mind you. So, in the, especially in that first half, he was grabbing everything. He was gobbling the rebounds. And Alex Len and Robin Lopez had absolutely no answer for him. He was so good. I don't always plug Stephen Adams, but, geez, he's just a good basketballer. He's a big unit. So, yeah, it was good. It was an impressive win. And we held on and we banked it. And that's the thing. You all of a sudden, you go, they're 3-11. Now you're 6-10. Really, if we had have banked the Indiana game, we had have banked a few of the earlier ones. I mean, the Indiana game just haunts me because that was so winnable.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I honestly think we could be up there in the West. It's one of those things that if we had have played four quarters all the way through a whole heap of games, we'd be in a completely different position. And of course, that comes with teething issues and hitting the shots and running your offense and not falling asleep. And there was bench issues. But that seems to have calmed down a little bit. Jackson Hayes obviously is playing a lot better than he has been previously. He's really improved. And that's a guy that I'll give a shout out to, because good on him for working on his craft. The bench has been good. Nikhil's playing 29 minutes a game. He's been serviceable. Josh Hart, yeah, Redick, and we're not going too deep. We're only playing four guys off the bench, which I think is about right. You know, you could give Melly minutes, but we've seen that. You know, it'd be nice to see a bit of Kyra Lewis, but again, he's a rookie, and if we get to halfway through the season and it looks like we're just not going to get anywhere, no doubt the minutes will be allocated to him and we'll see a bit of a run. Because we all got to remember as well, this guy's, he may have done 2 years of college, but he's still only about 19 years old. He did his freshman season as a 17-year-old, and then did his second year as an 18-year-old. So, you know, you're sitting there going, this guy's still got, he's got a heap of talent, but he's also really young. So he's got plenty of time in the league to get his, and, you know, you've still got to play the players that you believe in and the ones that you, that you think are going to give you the wins on the night. And I think that's what they're still doing, especially while you've got Bledsoe and Lonzo Ball on the roster. Guys like that, Josh Hart as well, you know, these good guards, they're in line before him. JJ Redick's been around the league so long. You've just got to bide your time, and if something happens and you get the minutes, then you've got to take them with both hands. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, today, great win. For them, their only bright spot was Brad Beal. It almost felt like a little audition. Would have been lovely for him to just stay in New Orleans and we can just have him and have him for free so we don't have to get rid of any of the other guys. But we'll see what happens. He on the night, and he's the only one I'm going to run through from the other side, 47 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, 17 of 37 shooting, 6 of 14 threes. And when you've got no one else, basically you just get the green light. And that's what happened. And towards the end, he just looked knackered. He was there. He was blowing pretty hard. And, hands on his hips. But he kept playing. And he didn't say die until about a minute to go, where I think we're up by about 16 or so. And I think he said, well, I might have rest now. We'll come back next time and give it another crack. But he was impressive. It was a masterclass from Mr. Beal, and it really only happened in the second half after Lonzo went off him. So props to Lonzo for keeping him quiet. He was in a lot of strife in the first half. Beal couldn't find his range at all. So all in all, a good showing. 3 key takeaways from the game. Zion and B.I. symbiosis is the best version of the Pels. Watching that, those guys, yin and yang, hitting these shots. 64 between your two best players. Well, you're laughing. All of you. Now you just got to make up the rest of it. And we did that in spades. You know, third wheel was Eric Bledsoe. He's really confident at the moment. It's fantastic effort from the guys. And it was also the first game that the guys, B.I. and Zion, have both scored 30 in their while they've been on the Pels. So first time they've played together and both scored 30, which is a fun little stat. I mean, it's only been 40 or so games that they've played together. But, yeah, you'd think that would have happened earlier. But very good to happen tonight, and hopefully we'll see a lot more of that into the future. Key number two, the supporting cast really stepped up. And I credit the other guys, and I'm going to call them, you know, little bunny ears, other guys, the apostrophes. They really were, or quotation marks, pardon me, they really were hungry tonight. That's what it looked like. It looked like they were well rested, they'd had a bit of a sleep in their own bed, they were back home, and they came out firing. And yeah, okay, we had our third quarter slump again, but then they responded. And in other games, we would have just lied down and said, oh, momentum's not with us anymore. So that was really good for them to go and do that and secure the victory. Bank these wins. Because we don't know what the season's going to look like next week, let alone in June when they're anticipating playoffs. So really good. Well done, guys. Number three. I don't know what number three is. Bradley Beal is really, really good. And we should go and get him. That would be awesome. I know there's a lot of lobbying for him and in Pel's Twitter and as to whether or not we'd be the ones that'd be able to get him. You know, it changes the timeline a little bit. There's no... If you go get him, all of a sudden it is win now mode. And I get the history of the Pels and the like. Oh, well, Anthony Davis never got the supporting cast that he deserved. We kept trying to get good players for him, but couldn't really get him there. We're not going to do that. We're going to get Bradley Beal. If he's there to get, then you have to get him. But we need to be cautious because the expectations will change. And if you're giving up assets for one guy, then your bench gets awfully thin pretty quickly. And yeah, that frees up minutes for Kyra, but how deep in the playoffs do you want to go with this side in its current state? Of course, championship is the ultimate goal. But is it this year? Don't know. I'm nervous. I'm nervous and, you know, if he's there, go and get him. But you've got 2 years with him before his contract. Well, he's got 1 year and then he's got his option. And that's $37 million. So we need to be cautious that you might give some assets up for 1 year of Bradley Beal. So we'll see what happens there. But if he's there, go and get him. You can always get more draft picks. We can give him other people's draft picks. Be awesome. So, yeah, that's the three key takeaways. Of course, I'd love, while we got a little break, to thank the sponsors. MyBookie.ag. Make sure you sign up there if you want to do all your betting. It's very good, very safe. Fantastic betting website. Use Hoopball when you sign up and you will get a deposit match up to $1,000, being 50% of your deposit, pardon me. So you put $1,000 in, you'll get an additional $500 on top. You put $50 in, you get additional $25. That's free money, you know. Put whatever you want, but obviously gamble responsibly. And of course, manscaped.com. You need a shave, then go and get a shaver from there, whether it's the Lawnmower 3.0 or the Weed Whacker or the moisturizers, the jocks they got on over there. They got plenty of stuff. So go and check out. And when you do check out, use Hoopball 20, HOOPBALL20 at checkout. 20% off and free shipping. So go and do that, guys. It'd be great. Now, some other news that we've been getting during the little, I don't know what it is, I suppose a little hiatus. We had a little postponement, we'll call it that, little postponement period, was that rumours surfaced that the Pels have been taking calls on Lonzo Ball and JJ Redick, and that was then upped by Brian Windhorst, I think it was, who said that Eric Bledsoe was also on the chopping block. And this isn't surprising. I think we knew that these guys were probably in the market. You know, Lonzo didn't get his extension. I think he considers himself a max player. Obviously, the Pels did not. And he's got to play for his contract this year. And you know, if he doesn't play well, the contract's not there. Or someone else will overpay for him. Well, not overpay, but they'll give him more than the Pels are happy with, and they've got to then make a business decision. So sometimes it's easier just to get rid of them before you have to make that decision, especially if you can get a decent asset back, CC Bradley Beal. But it really depends. There was a discussion about Kelly Oubre from Golden State. He is a New Orleans native. You could go and get him, but he's been in a bit of a slump. He was all right today, but he was good with the Suns. I suppose it's a system thing, I guess, but it's another stopgap. He's not a bloke that's going to move the needle. He's not going to push you over the edge. Great player, but is he this genuine superstar? I don't think so. Not this time in his career, and no doubt he's got the potential too. He's a great player. It really is just him putting it all together, and I don't know if this team is the right team for him to develop into that player. I think there's better options out there that might be equally as gettable. So we'll see what happens with all of that. Coming up next game, I think we're heading into a back-to-back. I heard Antonio Daniels' dulcet tones say over the airwaves when we were watching the game. So we play the Milwaukee Bucks. That's Friday, so Saturday morning for me, which is phenomenal. Be stoked with that. 8:30 a.m. for me. Not sure what time it is over in the US. That's a national game, and we're really good at national games. So, and that was sarcasm. So it'll be good to take the Bucks on. We'll see Drew Holiday, which we can all sort of weep a little bit about seeing him in green rather than red or blue or white or whatever colour we decided, gold, to wear on each day. But yeah, glad he's doing so well. They're doing very well in the East. I think they might be the top of the East with 11-4. So we'll be coming up against them. That is on Friday. As I said, Friday night, it'll be a big game. We then follow it up with a game against Houston, who are starting to get healthy. They look good. John Wall had a bit of a tear today. They've got, in terms of going on a tear, not injury. Yeah, he was looking very good. Oladipo's a great player. DeMarcus Cousins had a monster game the other day, and we know what he's about. We've seen him play for us before. And Christian Wood has been a revelation this year. So it'll be interesting to see how it all comes together. But we've got a back-to-back. We'll give the young blokes a good run out, and we might see him go, Stan go deeper into the bench and in the rotation to see what happens there. But until then, we'll be waiting with bated breath. Now, before I wrap up, I'd just like to give an acknowledgement to the late Sekou Smith, who passed away the other day from coronavirus. Phenomenal journalist with NBA.com and NBA TV. He held a podcast as well that was very good, Hangtime podcast. Thoughts and prayers with his family and his friends at this time. It's not something that we take lightly, and you know, look after each other, guys. It's this virus is nothing to poke a stick at. So mask up, look after each other, and yeah, be safe. Anyway, guys, on that note, I'm going to put a pin in it. Look after yourselves. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.